Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm afternoon is unfolding across Israel. The sun is shining brightly over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. As we move into the evening, expect a mild night across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports that 4 people were killed as Israel struck southern Lebanon. This follows a Hezbollah drone attack on Israeli troops earlier this hour. Also, Ynet reveals that Israeli forces uncovered a rocket during a raid on a Hamas cell in the West Bank. 10 operatives were arrested with an M16 and bomb-making materials. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post details that the IDF and Shin Bet dismantled a Hamas terror cell during a counter-terrorism operation in the West Bank. Separately, JNS shares that the IDF struck southern Lebanon after a Hezbollah drone attack earlier today. No injuries were reported. And finally, I-24 News reports that the National Security Council warns about terror organizations' heightened motivation to target Israelis and Jews abroad. Reaction has been swift on social media. Emily Schrader, an activist and commentator, highlighted a question on why Tehran threatens U.S. forces but spares Israel. She noted the asymmetry in Iran's military strategy. The Israel Defense Forces reported just minutes ago that they apprehended a Hamas terrorist cell. This cell had plans to attack Israeli civilians and held a significant cache of weapons. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs shared that Hezbollah is facing ridicule in Lebanon after its defeat at Ali Taher. Middle East expert Yoni Ben Menachem calls it a major Israeli victory. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel report, Israeli airstrikes hit a disused hospital in southern Lebanon used as a Hezbollah command center following a drone attack on Israeli troops earlier this hour. The IDF says the strike aimed to dismantle Hezbollah's military capabilities. For civilians in the area, this escalation brings heightened tension and uncertainty. Turning to the Ynet, and Jerusalem Post reports on the West Bank operation, Israeli security forces uncovered a cache of weapons and explosives after arresting 10 Hamas operatives. This discovery underlines ongoing security challenges in the region. Residents may experience increased security measures in response. Meanwhile, JNS reports that the IDF strike on southern Lebanon comes hours after the Hezbollah drone attack. This military action emphasizes Israel's stance on immediate retaliation. This situation could affect diplomatic relations in the region. Finally, from I-24 News, the National Security Council's warning highlights a growing threat to Israelis and Jews abroad. This advisory serves as a reminder of ongoing security concerns for travelers and international Jewish communities. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that fictitious sick days have become a tool for quiet strikes. Without a dramatic stance by the teachers' union, 2025 would see fewer strikes impacting Israel's education sector. Separately, CTEC highlights that Israel's food market is highly concentrated. Major suppliers dominate several categories, posing potential challenges for market competition. And finally, Globes reveals that German Iron Dome parts production will start in 2027. This comes as Rafael teams up with partners to acquire a Volkswagen plant in Osnabrück. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.